Most people don't know what's holding them back, but you do because you listen to me, Sam, your self-care guru and journal junkie. Welcome to Journal Entries, your safe place where you can tune in weekly to get tips, tricks, and journal prompts to uncover your feelings, gain clarity, and make your move. Welcome, welcome. I love getting vulnerable with you guys. I love sharing exactly what I'm going through and what I'm writing in my journal. Often on these episodes, I'm reflecting back on something that I've already been through. I'm really excited because today, this is like fresh, hot off the press. I feel like I say that a lot, but it's something that I literally uncovered this morning. And so I'm really excited about it, passionate about it. It's just so relevant to me right now. And I think it might be relevant in your life. This will be relevant for the person who feels stuck, more specifically, the person who has the intention to do something and hasn't done it, and is so frustrated that she just isn't following through. That's me. And that has been me for in certain areas of my life for years. And it's no area of my life that's like dramatic or life-changing or anything, but it's just been this thing like in the back of my mind. And so there might be an area of your life that you can resonate with or relate what I'm about to share with you too. So I was listening to my personal development app this morning, and it was a 46-minute workshop that was given, and I was watching the recording, and it was literally like the 44th minute. So at the very end, she asked a question, and she was phrasing it as if she was asking herself. She said, "Am I not consistent? Or do I not believe it will work?" And her example, since this was a business workshop, her example was with social media. She had the goal to really focus on growing her social media for like 2 years, she said. But for those 2 years, she just could not be consistent with posting, with scheduling content on a consistent basis. And she was getting really frustrated. And then somebody asked her, "Is it that you aren't consistent with this, or do you not believe that posting consistently will actually grow your social media?" And she was like, yeah, her belief at the time was that growth on social media was dead. And so no wonder she had zero motivation, and I believe it's subconscious motivation, to follow through on that, because it's like the time you spend on this, you feel like is time wasted. As soon as I heard that question, I thought to myself of the activity, one of the activities that I have been procrastinating on, which is email marketing. Not even email marketing, or maybe it is called that, just emailing. In general, there are so many reasons that I want to email on a more consistent basis. I want to email you if you are on my email list, but my full email list just as a way to stay in touch with you, to connect with you, a way to have an open communication where people can reach back out to me and reply, a way for me to add value and share my knowledge and actually help. I truly feel like I can make a big difference and a huge ripple effect with my knowledge in journaling, and emailing is a very simple way to just sprinkle some of this knowledge. Also, they say email marketing is a great way to sell your services, because you can every now and then say, "Hey, buy this from me," or here's this that I'm offering, or here's a discount only to your email list, things like that. But literally for 2 years, maybe longer, 3 years, I've just not followed through. I've been so inconsistent with emailing. I sometimes email you if you even pay attention to emails from me. When I do email, sometimes I do get in a rhythm and it's once a week. Sometimes it's twice a week. But then sometimes I'll go 3, 4, 5 weeks with no emails because I'm like, I don't really know what to write. I don't know what to say. I don't spend the time. I spend my time doing something else. And so when I asked myself the question, am I not consistent with producing email content, or do I not believe that creating emails will make a difference, will do anything for my business? My current belief is that email marketing is dead, that nobody opens emails anymore, that nobody buys from emails anymore. And so my time spent emailing and creating these emails and creating these email workflows and whatnot is just a waste of time. So subconsciously, if that is my belief, no wonder I'm not following through. And this can apply on so many different activities. So even if you are not, you know, running your own business and emailing, this could apply to relationships. This could apply to communication. This could apply to so many different things. So just think, like, what is it? What is something that you are not consistent with, or something that you are just like really frustrated with because you're not following through? And then ask that question. Is it the belief behind it actually having an effect, an impact on your life in some capacity? So I took it to the next step. Once I had this aha moment, I took it to my journal. And I had this like real talk with myself. And I said, even if nobody buys from me through email, it's still important for me to connect. That's like something that's so huge for me, especially right now, is I just want to connect with you, with my listeners, with my followers, with my email list. So even if nobody ever buys anything from me from my emails, it's that part is still important for me, that connection and adding value. I just feel so fulfilled when I write an email that I think is super valuable. And then I do get some email responses of how it resonated in their life and how they applied it. And they were able to feel a shift. It just feels so good to me. And so I have to shift my belief so that I can become more consistent with this action. So I wrote in my journal, what can I do to build belief? And the next thing that I wrote was a mini aha moment, because I was like, you know, I do believe in myself. I do believe in this business that I'm building, but I realized that what it is instead is optimism and vision. I have so much optimism and vision. I can like picture and clearly see what this is becoming. But the actual belief in the becoming, specifically in the daily activities, how that is linked to that vision is what's disconnected for me. There's the lack of belief in those daily emails, no, not daily emails, but in the weekly emails, let's say, and how that truly makes a difference in getting to where I want my business to be. So I wrote, optimism and vision are different from belief. And I realized that I had stopped my belief practices, things like visualization. I used to do that every single morning. And I would, now I do it like a little bit here, a little bit there, but it's not something I do consistently anymore. I used to write down affirmations every morning. I actually used to listen to an app. I'm blanking on the name because it's not even on my phone anymore, but it was an app where you recorded your own voice saying affirmations, and you could then, and it provided affirmations for you. So you could click on like money affirmations, for example, and it gave you like 15, and you could record your own voice saying it, because our subconscious listens to that And especially apparently, if it's in your own voice, it believes it even more. But then there was a section where you could type out your vision and then record your voice saying your vision, and you would then hear it and you're more likely to achieve it. I used to do that, just listen to it before bed very consistently for probably a year. I don't do that anymore. So anything tied to belief, I don't feel like I currently do. And so I started to think in my journal, what are the things that I can start to implement? For fun and for this podcast episode, I went to ChatGPT and I said, I would like to start incorporating activities that will help me believe in myself, believe in my business, and believe that the activities I'm doing will actually grow my business. What can I do to build this belief? So it came up with, I believe it was 11 or 12 different activities that I'm going to read to you, because I'm thinking that some of these, you're a little light bulb is going to go off in your head of like, ooh, I need to try that. Like that one thing might be it for me, or these three things might be it for me. You do not have to do these 12, but I'm going to share all of them and then share the three that I'm going to be implementing specifically. So ChatGPT recommended, number one, set realistic goals, positive affirmations, visualization, celebrate achievements, continuous learning, surrounding yourself with positivity, tracking your progress, seeking feedback. This one I thought was interesting. It was about requesting feedback from your clients, customers, colleagues, and how positive feedback in particular can validate your skills and efforts. And so you would believe more in yourself and your mission and whatnot. Also, overcome challenges positively, celebrating personal growth, practicing gratitude, and then regular reflection. So it was the full list of ideas and activities to build belief. When I went through that list, and after just asking myself what worked for me in the past and what do I feel like I'm missing, I knew exactly what I wanted to start incorporating. The first thing is visualization and attaching to that the feeling of it. I did an episode within journal entries that was all about a new way to do gratitude, and it's essentially not necessary. I don't journal about it anymore. I just kind of close my eyes and I visualize gratitude, like these moments that I'm super grateful for, and I feel it all over again. I used to do that with visualization. And they say if you can attach a feeling to your vision, it is so much more likely to come to life. And it's that feeling that actually gets you to make the next move. So, visualization and attaching a feeling to it. Number two, celebrating achievements and personal growth. I'm smiling as I say this because I used to do this so often, and I still sometimes do, but I used to celebrate the smallest thing. Something that I still do celebrate is when people sign up for my email list. There's a few different ways that you can get on it. I do send out emails from time to time. It will be consistent soon. So now is a great time to sign up for it. It is prompts just delivered to your inbox, journal prompts. I also have a Breakthrough Blueprint free resource. When you sign up for that, you get on my email list, and a How to Start Journaling free resource. When you sign up for that, you're also on my email list. Anytime anybody signs up for anything of mine, doesn't even have to be a free resource, but anything of mine, I get an email notification and I literally say, "Welcome, Martha." Welcome, Samantha. I literally say out loud and like do a little dance, and I'm like so excited for the opportunity for you to experience a shift with journaling and for me to get the opportunity to connect with you. And I used to do that, but on a whole other level, like super excited and really feeling it. And I would even text my twin sister and be like, oh my gosh, somebody else signed up. And oh my gosh, blah, blah, blah. And now I do it, but it's just kind of like a little tingle inside and a smile, but it's not to the degree that I used to celebrate successes. And that was just for somebody joining my email list. When somebody signs up for my private clients, that's a whole other celebration. So I want to get back to that because it feels so good. It felt silly at first, but it feels so good to celebrate. And then I also love what ChatGPT said is taking it to the next level and not just celebrating those achievements, but celebrating personal growth. When I read that, it reminded me how I truly feel like I'm a different person now than I was a year ago and 1000% than I was 3 years ago. I show up differently. I respond differently. And that is personal growth. So taking the time to recognize when a situation happens and I present myself differently. For me, that is huge. And I never have taken the time to think about that, let alone celebrate it. That would be a great journal prompt. Thinking back to recent moments that I have held myself and carried myself differently and celebrate that. I'm going to do that. The third thing that I'm going to do to build belief is overcome challenges positively. That's how ChatGPT put it, but how I put it in my journal was just fail forward, do something, because action builds confidence. It's when we don't do anything that we just keep thinking about it, and it's always on our to-do list, and it gets pushed out to the next day, and it just remains this like, oh, I have to do this. Even if it's something as small as like calling the vet. I've had to call the vet for 4 days now. And it's just like, just call the vet. And then once you do, it is like inspiration of like, okay, that was so simple. I can do another small thing on my to-do list. So write an email. Once I write one email, it gives you the confidence to write the next one. So just fail forward in doing something because it gives you the confidence in doing. Even if it flops, you did it, and then it gives you the confidence to do the next best thing, the next best action that you can take based on whatever your situation is. So these are your next steps and what you can journal through. Number one, why is it that you don't believe in that activity working out? What is your activity? What is it that you've been frustrated with or not following through or stuck in? What part of your life do you feel stuck? And then why is it that you believe that it won't work out? And then what can you do to build that belief in it if it's important to you? Now, my business is important to me, but my connection with my customers and clients, everyone is important to me. So that's why it's important to build belief. We could do a whole other episode on the opposite of this, right? Is if you don't believe that it is going to work out and it's no longer important to you or, aligned with who you want to be or in your relationship, and you don't need it to work out, then you don't want to force it and to continue to build false belief. Like you can do all these things, and if it's just not aligned, then you don't have to force it. You can go into a different path, which we can uncover in your journal too. But again, I'll put all of these in the show notes. But are you not consistent or do you not believe it will work out? And then, why is it that you don't believe that will work out? And then, what can you do to build belief? Thank you so much for tuning in this week. Check out the show notes for not only those prompts, but any of the free resources that I mentioned that will get you on my email list. So you can just quickly click and subscribe. And hopefully, no, definitely, you will be hearing from me soon. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's journal entry.
I love connecting with my listeners, so make sure you screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at samantha.s.says so I know you're listening. And don't forget to grab your free training and journal prompts at www.samanthapenkoff.com/podcast.